good to see each one this morning, and we thank the Lord for this day. And this is kind of strange to me. It's been a long time. It was a different drive to church this morning, and just ask for your prayers. But this is a good place to visit, and we're glad to be here with you today. And I just gonna take just a few minutes, but I want to say, and I knew I'd have an opportunity to say this, and I wanted to say it in person and not through a letter or through a card, and we have sent cards to you, but how much that I want to say to Union Church, how much we appreciate this church and what you've meant to my family, what you've meant to my daddy, and through his sickness, his death, and all that this church has done is just, I just want to say thank you. I wish I had better words or more words, but that's about all I can say. Just thank you for everything, and do beg an interest in your prayers. The only thought that I've had this morning is the 23rd Psalm. Probably some of you can recite it with me, but let's look at it. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Have you ever thought why the Bible has so much emphasis on shepherds and sheep? Well, I think a lot of us know that, the sheep part of it, we love to hear those sheep sermons where I am his sheep and been called by his name, and he holds us in his hands. But if you look back to the very beginning of the Bible all the way through to the coming of the great shepherd, how many leaders of the Old Testament God chose? The ones that he chose to be leaders, if they weren't already shepherds, he made them shepherds. Abraham had lots of flock. His children had their flocks. And then here came a man named Moses, which was a slave. He wasn't a shepherd to start with. And then the Lord put him on the backside of the desert to keep sheep. And his father-in-law was a shepherd. And the Lord taught Moses how to be a shepherd before he ever told him to go lead his sheep out of Egypt. And you go through, all the way through the Old Testament, how that even David, they wanted that first king. And they got him. But he wasn't of the lineage that the Lord said that his great shepherd was going to come from. He was a Benjamite instead of the tribe of Judah. And he didn't last long. But then came a shepherd boy that led. And then his lineage all the way through into one of my favorite. It's been my favorite the last several months because I've been studying it in the book of John. All the I ams that's over there. And he says, I am the shepherd. And he says, I lead my sheep. I call them by name. They know me, and they follow me. And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, and neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father which gave them all is greater. My Father that gave them me is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my hand. I and my Father are one. Because he is the great shepherd. And just some thoughts of shepherding and sheep and how that the Lord uses us. And we love you, we appreciate you, and we covet your prayers. May the Lord bless you, is my prayer.